remembering those lost. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Vice President Harris visited Monterey Park to express her condolences to those lost in Saturday's shooting at a dance hall during a Lunar New Year celebration.
Meeting with victims' families, first responders, and placing a wreath at a memorial. Calling California a leader when it comes to gun safety laws, but urging Congress to act.
To fully support the Second Amendment, but to understand we need reasonable gun safety laws in our country.
19 people have died in mass shootings in Monterey Park, Half Moon Bay, and in Oakland over the past few days.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the suspect in the shooting at two farms in Northern California Monday, had been charged with 7 counts of murder.
The defendant's punishment, if convicted on these charges, could be life without the possibility of parole or the death penalty.
San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff, the first court appearance for Chun Lin Zhao has been postponed until February 16th. An Afghan soldier seeking asylum in the U.S. who was arrested while crossing the southern border has been freed.
Federal prosecutors have dropped criminal charges and released Abdul Wasi Safi, an elite Afghan commando trained by U.S. Special Forces, held in U.S. custody since September after crossing the southern border illegally to seek asylum. He was released from a Texas prison today and is now receiving medical treatment, which he was denied while in custody. An assistant U.S. attorney asked a judge to dismiss the case in the interest of justice. Wasi's brother, Samiola Safi, a naturalized American who served as a combat translator for U.S. troops in Afghanistan, has worked tirelessly with lawmakers and veterans groups to get his brother freed.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle had called for Safi's release. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The legal fight involving an abortion drug escalates.
Two separate lawsuits have been filed challenging states' abortion pill restrictions in North Carolina and in West Virginia, where manufacturer GenBioPro, which makes a generic version of mifepristone, is suing to overturn the state's ban because it restricts access to medication approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In North Carolina, a physician is asking a federal court to strike down the state's restrictions on the abortion drug. She argues they're at odds with rules set by the FDA, which approved mifepristone in 2000 to end pregnancy up to the 10th week when used in combination with a second drug, misoprostol. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A new survey released by the Colorado Education Association shows the majority of the state's teachers don't feel safe in school.
The annual Colorado State of Education report polled 1,600 teachers, with 67% saying that they don't feel safe and worry about a mass shooting at their school. The majority also saying that arming teachers is not the answer.
That's a very alarming statistic because we know when our educators don't feel safe, that our students most likely have those same feelings.
Amy Baca Olert, president of the Colorado Education Association, saying the survey shows that most teachers believe that improved security and more mental health resources is the answer. The state teachers union using the survey to push for more school funding. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
After decades of planning and years of delays, the massive rail project in New York City that connects the Long Island Railroad to Grand Central Terminal is open. The new terminal, which was built 15 stories below ground, is being heralded as an important addition to the nation's busiest railway network. The cost, a whopping $11 billion, more than triple the initial estimate. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.